Welcome to this edition of Across Kentucky. I'm Mike Feldhaus with Farm Bureau. Field days, they are a lot of fun, says UK Small Grains Research Specialist Bill Bruning. He's coordinating a May 12 field day at UK's Princeton facility. And as participants ride around on those wagons having fun, if they keep their eyes and ears open and pick up one concept on a better variety or way of doing things, they can make or save some money.
In Kentucky, the primary small grain produced is wheat, so most of our topics are going to be on wheat production because it is such an important commodity to our state, but we do cover many other lesser-known crops such as canola or oats, barley, and triticale. Basically, your winter crops is what we cover at this field day in addition to wheat.
For our non-farm listeners, I asked Bruning to explain why, environmentally and economically, small grains are so important in a typical Kentucky crop rotation.
What it does is after you harvest your corn and soybeans, instead of having a bare field throughout the wintertime, which is susceptible to erosion, nutrient leaching, such as leftover nitrogen from the previous corn crop, which can get into our groundwater or into our streams, we can plant winter cover crops, which both serve as a crop but also protect our soils.
Tours and presentations run that morning, concluding with lunch by the Small Grain Growers Association. Program information is available at county extension offices. We'll be right back. Kentucky Farm Bureau President Mark Haney.
I'd like to encourage every Kentuckian to get out and vote in the May 19th primary. It's the most important thing you can do for yourself on that day.
He says a strong farm vote has long been a way to show elected officials that farmers are engaged in the process and that attention to their views is important for candidates.
For a farmer, there's no more important farm chore on May 19th than to make your voice heard and go to the polls and vote.
A public service message of Kentucky Farm Bureau. At your kitchen table, if you take a bite out of a Granny Smith apple and then a Gala side by side, you'll know immediately what difference a variety can make. May 12 Wheat Field Day coordinator Bill Bruning says the same goes for wheat and other small grains. They are continually testing, examining, looking for better varieties with special potential.
One of the topics we're going to have is on canola production in Kentucky, some of the successes and challenges we faced. Now, of course, canola is not a grass. It's actually a brassica, which is in the mustard family and related to broccoli. It's really not related to wheat, but it is a winter crop, which typically is grown in Canada during the summer, but varieties have been developed that we can grow it here in the wintertime in Kentucky.
The Wheat Field Day, May 12, on the University Farm in Princeton. Registration at 8:30 local. Events conclude with lunch by the Small Grain Growers Association. And that wraps up today's edition of Across Kentucky. I'm Mike Feldhaus on the Farm Bureau Radio Network.